I'm speaking to the Guardian's Martin Chulov, who is outside where the Arab League have been meeting in Cairo. What's been going on there, Martin?
Well, it's been a meeting that's gone on all day. There have been a few breaks. Large numbers of protesters outside, around about 500 of them, most of them carrying the new Libyan flag, which is actually the original Libyan flag before Gaddafi's rule. It's the independence flag. They're waving that along with the Egyptians' flag. Half of these protesters are Libyans, half are Egyptians, and they are calling on the Secretary General of the Arab League, Amr Moussa, to explain his position on the no-fly zone. That his position has come into question in recent days. He was initially very supportive, but did appear to be a little ambivalent on Sunday when he was suggesting that civilian casualties may have been caused by airstrikes that have gone beyond their scope.
So what's happening in Cairo now? I could hear police sirens in the background. Is something going on?
Very large fire in the centre of town. It would appear that National Police Headquarters is on fire. It's not so far from the Arab League. It's only about a kilometre. Large billowing black smoke coming from it. Suggestions all over town that the police may have been responsible for actually lighting that fire. They're very upset with some of their conditions. Some of them claim they haven't been paid. It's being reported around town as an act of sabotage, but we're attempting to verify that now.
Okay. And what do you think we can expect in the next few days from the Arab League?
They'll need to declare their hand today. Amr Moussa's under a lot of pressure to clarify what it is that he's looking for in Libya and what it is that he will accept. It all comes down to a definition of what actually is a no-fly zone. There seems to be a mood within the organisation that there was almost a rush into battle as Gaddafi's forces advanced on Benghazi on Saturday. They say there wasn't a battle plan. There needs to be one, and there needs to be some clarity about outcomes. So the Arab League are looking to work towards a statement which they'll release tonight, which they hope will get rid of any ambiguity.